Representative John Lewis says he's confident Congress will pass legislation to continue funding emergency unemployment compensation when it reconvenes in early January.
If we will extend it, for how long, I don't know. Maybe be a short term, but we will do it.
Unless Congress acts in the coming days, long-term unemployment benefits are expected to expire Saturday. Representative David Scott says Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has told the party extending those benefits will be a top priority.
Reid has committed to the moment we get back, the first piece of appropriation, small appropriations bill, we're going to try to attach that to it.
But even if Congress does pass legislation when it reconvenes, it likely wouldn't come without 1.3 million people nationally and more than 39,000 Georgians seeing a gap in their pay. Representative Hank Johnson says he hopes a deal could be reached to retroactively pay out aid.
We need to continue to put money in those people's hands so that they can continue to spend the money to create a more vigorous economy.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates extending benefits another year will cost $25 billion. Calls to Georgia's nine Republican congressmen were not returned. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.